Plastic clips used in freezing works are being found washed up on beaches around the country. The esophagus clips stop the contents of an animal's stomach from spilling out during processing. But one ended up in the stomach of a fish caught in the Catlins last month. Councils say they can't prove the source of the clips. Meanwhile, the meat industry says it's making its own investigations. Anusha Bradley reports.
Des Watson is on a hikoi picking up plastic rubbish along the country's coastline and finds esophagus clips wherever he goes.
So I found one on the beach the other day in Te Aroa. I found about 15 on the coastline from Waira up to Mahia. I found a couple on the beach in Mahia. And I have found them down in the South Island.
He's not the only one. A fisherman in the Catlins posted a picture on Facebook of a large but skinny-looking karawai he caught recently. It had an esophagus clip inside its stomach. Thousands are also being found on beaches and at the mouth of the Mimitangiatua River in Taranaki. Local iwi are puzzled, saying they only started appearing last spring. The Taranaki Regional Council is also mystified.
Our officers have conducted extensive investigations. We have not found sufficient evidence to prove the source of the clips.
Hawke's Bay Regional Council compliance officers are also none the wiser.
Our compliance officers have undertaken several compliance inspections at the AFCO plant in Wairoa during this time and have not identified any clips or tags within the wastewater or stormwater discharges from the site. The discharges from the site are also screened so that any large objects are caught prior to discharge.
The Meat Industry Association initially told RNZ they weren't to blame as the clips could have been used for fishing. When asked why fishing would use something designed specifically for meat processing, its chief executive, Sir Makarapiv, issued this statement.
The meat processing industry takes its responsibility to the environment extremely seriously. We are investigating this matter to ascertain whether the clips originated from processing plants in this region.
AUT researcher Emily Frost, who studies plastic pollution, has also found the clips on Wellington and Coromandel beaches. She says in freezing works, some are rendered with the offal, but the rest should be caught by effluent traps.
Obviously, it's not being contained properly, and it's being just kind of let go in the waste flow out water that's usually going into the rivers.
Trade waste experts say some traps are only designed to collect solids at the bottom, with space at the top to allow water to flow, and lightweight plastics might just be floating over. Whatever the cause, there could be a possible solution around the corner. Hamilton company Aduro Biopolymers sells environmentally bioplastics made from animal blood, which break down in water. While it admits sales of its only product, a sheep butt plug, have been very slow, it's currently testing a sheep esophagus clip with a couple of plants and also plans on making one for cows in the future. For Morning Report, Anusha Bradley.